Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got nothing but three things to say about that.
Welcome to Loving the Skin You're In Radio. I'm your host, Andrea Amador, best known as the Juicy Woman. I'm so excited to have you join me here for this next hour. As a certified empowerment coach, author, speaker, and body image self-esteem expert, and curvy and confident woman, I'm here to share my expertise with you and teach you how to bust out of body shame so that you can love the skin you're in. I've created this show to teach women how to create more everyday confidence and deal with all the tough challenges that can really make us so crazy. I want to shout out and remind you that I'm always looking for guests who are experts and authors eager to share their cutting-edge stress relief tools and inspirational stories designed to empower you from the inside out. If you want to know more about how to change your thoughts and see what's coming next on the show, just visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/thejuicywoman and click on like to join the group. You can also get body love and tips and more by following me on Twitter at thejuicywoman. And best of all, if you missed any of the episodes of this show, you can catch all the archived audios at blogtalkradio.com/the-juicy-woman. This is a live call-in show, so I want to encourage you to have a conversation with me and really, really participate in this program. You can either do that by asking your questions using the chat feature or calling in. Now, grab a pencil. My call-in number is 760-888-5736. Now, okay, let's talk about waiting for perfect. W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. Are you waiting for perfect? I wonder if you're among the majority of people who believe that you can only become more confident and self-assured and happy with yourself if you lose weight. Because, well, gosh, isn't that the way it's always been? Ah, I have to tell you, one of my most fabulous mentors who completely flipped my head around and got me thinking totally differently about my body, her name is Jessica Weiner. And she wrote this absolutely brilliant book called Life Doesn't Begin 5 Pounds From Now. Jess Weiner, you want to check her out on the web. It's jessweiner.com. Jessica Weiner has been the global ambassador for Dove Self-Esteem Fund since the inception. And she has traveled around the country going into places where women are gathered and talking to women and girls about self-esteem by way of Dove, helping women to redefine what self-esteem means so that they can change the way that they see themselves from the inside out. You know, let me ask you, are you tired of being so hard on yourself and your body? Have you been feeling the pressure of broken New Year's resolutions? Oh, my gosh. I know how hard that is. If you're feeling the pain of frustration or thinking that you're a failure, there is nothing worse than feeling that way. But I want to assure you that you're right where you need to be now. Because I'm going to tell you some things that are going to knock your socks off in a really, really good way. I want you to hear this message because it's going to give you so much relief from the way that you've been hurting. And, you know, when you're frustrated with your body and you're frustrated with your weight, we can be so hard on ourselves, can't we? Are you? Now, are you waiting to become thin for your life to begin? Or are you thinking like Jessica, that life doesn't begin 5 pounds from now? Right now, you're going to do it right now. If you want to, if someone invites you to go swimming, you just pull on your bathing suit and you don't think twice about it and you rock out on the beat. If someone, you know, if your husband invites you to dance, you just, you know, just twirl around and you just have a ball. Or do you feel frustrated and scared and inhibited? The thing is, if you're feeling frazzled and frustrated and you tend to put off a lot of the things that you love, wishing and hoping and waiting for that one day when you're going to lose all the weight that you want to, what's going to happen is your life is just going to pass you by. It is. Life isn't waiting for anybody. Time is ticking, babe. I want you to realize that none of us are guaranteed the next moment. All you have is the present. And if all this time you've been holding on and waiting to buy that perfect dress or go on vacation or go camping or go swimming for a time when you are at a certain weight, that is a waste of your time. The thing I want you to realize, have a little bit of a cold today, just coming off of the flu. The thing I want you to realize is that whatever it is that you're feeling, however you're feeling about your body soaks that up because we are all energy. And our cells are soaking up all of this energy. And if you're feeling really badly about yourself and ashamed and angry with your body and you put yourself down on a daily basis and you're talking in terms of fearful things, you're afraid of eating certain foods or you're obsessing on the way that you look, that's narrowing your life and making your life so much smaller. It's almost like the wool's been pulled over your eyes. Now, I don't know about you, but I have been a dieter from the time that I've been 10 years old, and I'm 51 now. From the time that I was about 41, it was 34 years. For 34 years, I was stuck on the treadmill of dieting, constantly dieting, hoping and praying that that would fix what I thought was wrong with me. I'm a curvy gal, and I have always had heavy thighs and a big butt, and there is nothing that I have ever been able to do to change that. Even when I was a size 5, my thighs and my butt were always so much bigger than my torso. And in my mind's eye, I saw myself as this disproportionate monstrosity, when in fact I was just very pear-shaped and voluptuous. What I want you to realize is that the way that you're looking at yourself, the way that you see yourself, is you're looking through a filter. And if your filter has been colored by years of feeling like you're never going to be good enough because you are overweight, because you never liked your thighs, or you feel like you have your Aunt Emma's stomach, or whatever it is, whatever part of you that you feel that you've kind of disowned or dissected or tried to push yourself away from, that's the part of you that you need to make peace with. Now, I know it seems absolutely insane and counterintuitive to make peace with yourself, to feel good about the body that you're in. After all, you'd probably be wondering, Andrea, how can that be? That's insane. How is that different from settling? Isn't that settling, you may ask? Well, the truth is, no, it's not. When you settle for something, you feel really, really rotten inside. You feel defeated. You feel diminished. You feel like something's missing. When you come to a place of peaceful acceptance that this is me now, this is who I am right now, that changes the way things are. If you have ever played the game tug of war, you know that when you're pulling and you're trying to get the rope onto your side, you're pulling and you're pulling and you're pulling, and it's so hard, it feels like you'll never be able to do it. And then when you let go, all of the resistance just disappears. When you change the way that you see yourself and look at yourself through eyes of compassion and love and forgiveness and acceptance, that's when something clicks in your head and you realize, oh my God, I am worth it. I am worth it. I deserve better. I don't deserve this miserable treatment, or I am going to finish my book, or I am going back to college because I deserve more and better. When we stop focusing on all of our perceived flaws, and when we stop thinking about all of the things that are wrong with us, that's when we have the opportunity to look at all of the potential that exists in our life. So I'm going to teach you today, excuse me, I have to grab some water. I'm going to teach you today a simple do-it-yourself stress relief technique that I teach my clients all the time. It's called emotional freedom technique. And it will knock your socks off. EFT is something that is so powerful in its simplicity, and it is so magical in its effectiveness that it will literally change your life. EFT has been and is being used by millions of people. The latest is that it is being used down in Newtown, Connecticut, where there were the tragic shootings last year. Nick Ortner and his organization is bringing together a team of people and training therapists and people on how to use emotional freedom technique to resolve traumatic memories and anxiety and fears. It has been used in Rwanda for helping the genocide survivors deal with the horrible, horrible, catastrophic memories that they have had to face and endure. EFT is used from the big to the small. What it basically is you, I'm going to be teaching you how to tap on meridian endpoints throughout your body. These are kind of, consider them like comfort spots. It's derived from acupressure, which comes from acupuncture. The ancient Chinese doctors believed that there was a system of electricity running throughout our bodies, throughout all of our organs, and that whenever anything was blocked, it would affect us in a way that we would either become ill, or it would be an emotional upset. When your energy is out of balance, you feel anxious, you may feel sad, you may feel like you're getting bombarded by obsessive thoughts. If you are an emotional eater, then you're probably experiencing a lot of compulsive thoughts around food, feeling like you want to eat all the time, feeling and seeing these images of food that drives you to want to eat it. And when you do, you feel all of these emotions like guilt and shame, and you just feel horrible. But what you do not realize is that your brain is looking for comfort. And if you have connected that food is comfort, and every time you feel like you're under attack or you feel like you're under pressure or life is getting too stressful for you, that's when you'll go and, you know, get something from the vending machine or open the refrigerator and have a snack or grab a cup of coffee. Something to eat, if that gives you a sense of comfort, then that will ease the frustration and the anxiety that you feel. Now, what I want to tell you is that sensation, that anxiety, that nervousness or frustration or sadness or pain, or the craving that you're experiencing, those are all examples of your body going on red alert and saying, hey, there's something we need to look at, scared, or I feel overwhelmed, or I don't know what to do. So if you would look at each time that you reach for the second helping without even thinking about it, if you look at that event as being something that you're being drawn to do and that there's nothing that you could really do consciously to stop it, because I know you've tried it. You've tried it so many times. You've probably tried so many different diets, and I bet you've been really, really so disciplined in getting out there and exercising in the past, and you've tried so many things. And it's not a matter of not trying hard enough, but there's a part of you that maybe you have an idea of it, maybe you don't, But there's a little tiny part of you that is scared. And whenever it gets scared, it goes back to the old habits, whatever they are, whether it's eating a bag of Snickers at night or having a couple slices of pizza, extra cream, whatever it is. Everybody has their special, a different way of finding comfort or creating comfort for themselves. What I want you to realize is that when you feel that sense of that pressure that's coming up, it's almost like a pressure, like a valve. Like pressure that's running through valves, and then in order to release it, you have to open up the valve. So when you open up the valve, you no longer feel that intense pressure, that neediness. What I'm going to teach you is how you can release that pressure for yourself. First, I want to ask you, when you feel frustrated around the way that you look, feeling like you'll never be thin enough or pretty enough or whatever it is, realize that that's just in your head. It's something that we create based on the situations in life that we have found to be true. Okay, looks like we have a caller. Hi, caller, welcome. Hi, this is Andrea. You're joining us here, loving the skin you're in. Would you like to share a question?
No. Sorry about that. Okay. I think I got a wrong show.
Okay. So the thing I want you to keep in mind is that when you feel that pressure in your body, although it may feel better to reach for the food because it's that temporary fix and it'll feel so good, what I want you to realize is that it's not going to feel so good afterwards. And you're going to feel really anxious and angry with yourself. So what I want to do is I want to offer you an alternative. And as I mentioned, the alternative is called emotional freedom technique. EFT is based on acupressure, and you'll be tapping on meridians on your body. The first point is on the side of your hand, either left or right, and that is tapping where a martial artist would break a block of wood. That's tapping on the karate chop point. That's what it's actually called, the karate chop point. And you're going to be tapping you're tapping with your dominant hand on your non-dominant hand, on the karate chop point of your non-dominant hand. And you're going to tap, it's not really any particular amount of times, but you're going to tap and you're going to look to find a release in your body at the same time that you're thinking about what it is that's bothering you. The way that it works is that when you're tapping, your brain is sending a signal to your body to pair whatever anxiety-ridden thought it is or whatever upset it is that you have and that you feel with a muscle relaxation and an awareness that you're going to be okay. It's almost as though when you're flying through the clouds and you're there in the clouds, you can't see that it's clear beyond the horizon. But when you go past it, that's when you're able to see. So by tapping, it helps you to move past whatever it is that you're in the middle of. Many times we're kind of in the middle of our own food wars because we feel that we want the food so, so much. And we tend to think that it's the food itself, that that's what we're looking for. But that's not true. That's the illusion. That's going through the clouds and being unaware. What the reality is that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever emotional event you're going through, the food that you're looking for, that's really just a crutch. Because we are so afraid of feeling our feelings. Many, many times, it's so natural. Many, many times people will use any means necessary to avoid feeling their feelings, whether it's legal drugs or illegal drugs or food or gambling or sex, whatever it is, there's a part of us that's convinced that if we face our emotions and we feel our feelings, that we'll die. But I want you to know that's not true. When you tap at the same time that you just let your feelings roll over you like clouds, your body will send a message to the brain saying it's going to be okay. And you will be able to sail through whatever it is that you're feeling. Do we have any questions? The phone number to call in is 760-888-5736. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a simple tapping. And this is just a very, very small example of how you can use the emotional freedom technique. As I said, the first point is on the side of the hand, and that's the karate chop point. And traditionally, what you want to do is you want to repeat three times what it is that you're thinking or you're feeling, whatever your focus is. You're going to look to aim a target, and the target is what's bugging you. So if you're feeling anxious about missing a meeting or somebody said something and they just really ticked you off, you want to just tap on the side of your hand and just say what's in your heart. I'm going to give you a couple of different ways. Gary Craig is the gentleman who created the emotional freedom technique, and he is an ordained minister and an engineer, and he discovered this by putting this technique together and creating a more simple way of doing it. He had learned this from Dr. Roger Callahan, And this was his simplified version of Dr. Roger Callahan's thought field therapy. So he took the thought field therapy, which were different ways of tapping on a collection of, they were called algorithms. So you may tap on the side of your hand, and you may tap on your wrist, you may tap on your forehead. What Gary Craig did was he created a unified system. Now, the system is, first you start on the side of your hand, and you repeat three times what you're thinking. So in this case, let's just say someone said something and they're really, really making you angry. So you would say, even though this person said something and I'm really angry about it, I love and accept myself anyway. I'm going to say that three times or a variation of it. Even though this person said that to me and I'm really angry about it, I love and accept myself anyway. Even though he said that, and I'm so mad, how could he have done that to me? I accept myself anyway. Now, the next point is going to be the inner corner of the eye, and that's where your eyebrow meets the bridge of your nose, on the inner corner of your eye. And what you're going to do is to hold the target. You're just going to repeat a little part of what you said, just to keep it at the forefront of your mind. So, for example, I'm so mad. Tap about four or five times. Go to the next point, which is the outer corner of the eye, and that's the end of the eyebrow, right on the bone. How could he have said that? I'm so angry with him. Again, 5 to 7 times. I'm so angry with him. Now, below the eye, which is right about where the center of the eye is, under the eye, on the eye socket, on the bone, repeating again, I'm so mad. Underneath your nose. That would be right about where the upper lip is. It's a little ticklish. Again, I'm so mad at him. And now, at the point, it's called the chin point, and it's right below your lower lip. And if you want to hold your chin taut, you can get it a little bit better there. I'm so mad at him. He's such an idiot. Tap, 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 tap. Now the next point is called the collarbone. And that is take your hand, and place it across your chest as though you were about to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, right about where your middle finger is, if you palpate around that area, you'll find a little bit of a sore spot, a little bit of a tender point. That is called the sore spot. You could tap on there the same way that you've tapped on the other points, or you could also massage it. Either way, you'll be activating the meridian endpoints. Tap, tap, tap. Again, I'm so mad at him. Now, the next point is under the arm, right about 4 inches below the armpit, which would run just about the center of a bra band for a woman and just about in line with the nipple for the gentleman. And again, repeating again, I'm so mad. Tap, 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 tap. Now the next is the top of head. Just about the center of the top of the head. And again, you'll be tapping and repeating, I'm so mad. And you have done one round of tapping. And you take a deep breath and you let it out. Oh, sorry. I forgot something so important. At the beginning, traditionally, what you want to do is you want to measure the intensity of how upset or anxious or whatever the emotion is, how intensely you are feeling it. So in the case of our example, which is anger, you want to measure how angry are you? How mad are you? And then after you measure that and you've gone through one round of tapping, as I've shown you, you want to take a deep breath and you want to reassess where you are now. Ask yourself, do I feel more intense? Do I feel relief? And based on that, you will continue. So the tapping, what it will do for you is it will diffuse your emotions. When you feel the intensity of your emotions coming on, whether it's feeling like you're completely overwhelmed or you're exhausted or you're angry or you're anxious, feeling vulnerable, whatever it is, the whole collection of it all, when you feel all of this, this is your body's way of saying, help me. I need something. Now, in the absence of having any other way of dealing with this kind of stress, it's your nature, it's human nature to just reach for the food. And what we've been doing traditionally is we've been feeling ashamed and angry with ourselves and saying, oh my God, I have no willpower. I have no discipline. Something's wrong with me. No, absolutely nothing is wrong with you. But what's really going on, and this is why I said earlier that your weight is a symptom. It's not the problem. So stick with me. When in the past you have made resolutions, let's say this year you made a resolution and you said, okay, damn it, this is the year. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to lose 50 pounds, whatever it is. When you set that intention, when you say, this is it, I'm going to do it, I can't stand myself anymore, you're creating a lot of it's a lot of tension. It's almost as though when you are, it's really hard to team up with somebody who's your enemy. And when you are setting an intention and when you are angry and when you say, that's it, I can't stand my body, I hate it, it's disgusting, it's fat, it's ugly, I've got to change, you're already trash-talking yourself and calling yourself a piece of garbage. So how safe and how comfortable does that feel? If you're talking to yourself in that way and you have kind of disowned a part of yourself and you say, that's it. I don't want to be fat anymore. I don't want to eat like this anymore. You're creating a lot of unnecessary pressure and tension. It's so important to keep in mind that the problem is not what you're eating. It's what's eating you. This is why diets just do not work. They don't work because although these are all the things that we can measure and we can see and we can, you know, work on and change, like changing the amount of fat grams that you take in or how many calories or how much exercise you're doing, all of these things can be very, very easily controlled in like a in an experimental setting. But the thing that you can never control is you can't control your feelings. Because feelings are just like the weather. The same way that you go to the window and you see, oh, wow, it's a beautiful sunny day today. It's fabulous. But yesterday, it was a snowy, rainy, overcast day. And then the day before, it was windy and there was a hurricane. There's nothing that you could do about it. There's no way whatsoever that you could change or have any effect on the weather. The same goes for your emotions. So what I do is I teach my clients how to manage their emotions, how to go with the flow, almost like surfers, so that you could, you know, go in and out and kind of enjoy the waves, use them to your benefit. Because what you don't realize is this feeling, whatever it is, you may label it rage, you may label it sadness or grief, whatever feeling that you have that is coursing through your body, that's energy. And energy can only be changed. It never dies. So if you could take that energy that you feel, if you could take that anger that you feel, let's say, toward your brother for doing something stupid or hurting you or somebody who betrayed you, if you could take the energy that you feel in your body, the energy of the amount of time that you focus on this, if you could shift that and use it to your advantage, what would that be worth to you? Imagine how you would feel if you would be able to change the way that you feel about your body. Imagine if you didn't feel compelled to say and to think all of this chatter and all of this talking to yourself about food and your body. If you could take all of that energy and do something else with it, what would you do? What would you be focusing on if you didn't focus on your body? What would you be focusing on if you didn't feel so frustrated with the way you look? What would you focus on if your weight weren't an issue? how would your life be different if you truly felt like Jessica Weiner, life doesn't begin 5 pounds from now? You know, the other day I was listening to Howard Stern on radio, and he was interviewing Queen Latifah, and I think she is so fabulous. And he was talking about all of the amazing accomplishments that she has had over the years. And she came up from the projects, and she has done so many amazing things. And he asked her at one point, he said, you know, he said, have you ever gotten feedback from a casting director or a producer telling you, you know, that you're too fat, you have to lose weight? And she said, yeah. She said, yeah, I have. She said, but that didn't bother me. She said, that just told me that I had to go somewhere else. Man, oh man, I think that is the most amazing and the coolest thing. To dance to the beat of your own drum. To not be fazed by other people's perception of how you look. I think that's pretty amazing. When you think back on your life and you think about all the time that you've spent, all the years that you've promised yourself, this is it. This is going to be the one. This is the year when I lose 50 pounds or 60 pounds. Or 100 pounds. I ask you, what if it's not? You have to realize that your body has been holding on to the weight that you've been carrying for very, very, very good reasons. You've probably experienced it, or you know of somebody else who's experienced it. You or someone else has lost all the weight. You're feeling fabulous. You're feeling like amazing. And then something happens somewhere in the course of life, and all of a sudden you just notice you're starting to get heavier again. And your eating is going out of control, and all of that comfort, all of that new comfort that you developed over the course of changing your eating, it doesn't seem to be so easy anymore. And there doesn't seem to be any motivation to keep it going. And little by little, it's almost like losing threads. You see yourself getting heavier and heavier and eating more, and you can't seem to stop it. Like watching a runaway train. Well, here's what I want to tell you. You have to realize that your body's ability to get thinner and to stay thinner and to change the way that you eat long term, your ability to be able to do that is based on how safe you feel getting smaller. If you are a woman and you struggle with feeling like you don't have a voice, you feel like you're not assertive enough, maybe you have experienced abuse in your life, maybe sexual abuse or verbal or maybe domestic abuse, you may notice that when your body gets to a certain point, all of a sudden the weight goes back on. That is because it's a question of safety. That part of you that's holding on for dear life, trying to keep you safe, the only way it has known to do that so far has been just to keep you eating. By teaching you how to use the emotional freedom technique, I'm giving you the tool to open the door to start to have new and different conversations with yourself, to open up to a deeper reason why is it the right time for you to get thinner? How do you feel about that? What might be in the way of you doing that? Whose boat might you be rocking by getting thinner? Who may feel unloved? Who may feel rejected? How will you handle that? I want you to realize that there are really good reasons why your body is the size it is. Based on what you eat and how much you eat and how often you eat, your eating habits are all controlled by your feelings. If you're a person who recognizes that you eat under stress and that is that's your go-to, that's your habit, if you can pay attention to the times when you see yourself eating out of control, that is the first line of defense. If you can start to notice and just be curious, there is no judgment whatsoever. It doesn't serve you at all to judge yourself because it puts you in that place where all of a sudden you're treating yourself like a bad child. And, oh my gosh, who wants to feel that way? Who wants to feel like, you know, they're getting the short end of the stick or they're being scolded or they're, you know, being reprimanded? That stinks. So if you could just start to pay attention to what you're feeling at the particular times in your life when you're really, really feeling compelled to reach for the food, you're going to start to get a handle on the times when you get a little vulnerable, when your soft underbelly is showing. Those are the times when you can use the emotional freedom technique to shift the way that you feel, to go from a place of being fearful to confident, to go from angry to feeling more at peace. Because remember, the feelings that you're feeling, they are just storms. They're just emotional storms that are going, that are getting triggered in your brain. And despite the fact that they may feel like they're going to kill you, they won't. If you could just tap on the side of your hand and just let the feeling pass, That will help you so much. Gosh, we only have about 4 minutes left, but I just want to share that just recently I moved with my family, and it was a really, really tough transition, and a lot of things went wrong. And I never knew how difficult moving could be on a family. The thing that struck me, really, really shocked me, was how angry I was during so much of the time. And I was just finding reasons to be angry with everybody in my family. And I'm a person who is not very comfortable with the feeling of anger. It's not second nature to me. I've spent a lot of years repressing my anger. And it has been emotional freedom technique that has helped me to deal with a lot of the things that I've been through. So during this period of time, it was about a month and a half or so when we were settling in, I was using EFT and tapping constantly. Every single time, there was like a new explosion in my head. I would just excuse myself and I would go tap. And all I would do was I would tap on, I'm right-handed. I would tap with my right hand on my left hand, on the karate chop of my left hand, and I would just tap and repeatedly say, "I'm so angry, I'm so angry, I'm so angry, I'm so angry, I'm so angry." And let me tell you, it worked. Within about a minute or so, I wasn't so angry. And I started to realize, oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong about this, or whatever the case. But as I said, by using the tapping, it will help you to go through the clouds of your emotions, because your emotions are just clouds. It's just stormy weather, and you can get through it. So I want to leave you with the thought that, back to Jessica Wiener, jesswiener.com, life doesn't begin 5 pounds from now, and it doesn't begin 10 pounds from now, or 20, or 50, and it doesn't matter how much weight you have to lose. If you start to hold yourself in a higher place and respect yourself more and stop thinking of yourself just in terms of being a body, you will start to feel better about yourself. And one of the things that you could do to feel better is to look forward, do something that you look forward to consistently. So I hope you'll tune in again next week, and I can't wait to hear all the wonderful things that you've learned. So next week, call in. Have a great, great day. Bye, Juicy Woman.